It's been 2 years since we last watched this show, but Love Life Superstar is back with its unprecedented third season. A third season in a Love Live. Who could have thunk it?
I didn't think it was possible until it was possible.
Yeah. No movie yet. We get another season.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably a movie after this, I would assume. Unless they're
probably.
Like, how about a fourth season?
I don't know how that would work.
Yeah. So yeah, we're back. This is season 3 of Love Life Superstar. And we're off to the races here, of course. So hello, welcome back to Jared and Al Watch Love Life Superstar. This is episode number 25. I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Al and Lady M.
Hello.
We are watching season 3, episode 1, entitled The Path I've Chosen. Not you or me, but obviously Kanon has chosen a path. Yes. Basically, we get a recap of the first two seasons as we kick this episode off. And then we get a continuation of the cliffhanger from the end of season 2. Where,
Vienna.
Yeah, Wien's like, hey, we're staying here. We ain't going overseas and studying abroad. Sorry. That ain't happening.
Oh, boy.
So they go and find out exactly what's going on here, and they find out, Wien's parents decide, hey, you suck at singing because you lost Love Live, and you need to study under the people who won Love Live, and so we can't make you go abroad. Also, Kanon, she's going to study under you because you won Love Live. This is your fault for winning, so you don't get to go overseas either because you have to stay here and teach her.
It's like, so contrived.
What? Excuse me?
It makes no sense. Like, who are they to be able to decide whether or not she can go abroad or not?
Also, why can't Kanon just be like, I don't want to do this.
Right.
I'm going to go abroad. See y'all later.
I've already made plans to study abroad, and I've already told everybody goodbye, and I've already packed, and this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you're just like, no. Like, no. Just go. What is wrong with you?
Plus, I would assume they would also like not do this at the very last minute and be like, sorry, revoked.
Yeah, it's their reasoning here is really terrible.
Yeah. And it's also like, it's very weird that they're trying to like gaslight us that like Wea needs to be taught singing. Like, bro.
Right.
She could have won Love Live. She probably should have won Love Live. Let's be real.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you suck. Which, I mean, obviously, it's probably like her parents are just and just like, oh, you lost, so you need to get better because you're a scrub because you lost. We don't tolerate losers in this household.
Right. It's very, very strange because, like, she very obviously is talented at singing. And, like, they even prove that later in the episode.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, you want to hear her sing again? And they're like, no, she sucks. She's bad at singing. It's like, huh?
I feel like the thing would be more interesting if they were like going at this from the angle of like, well, she is a solo artist and she's going up against a group. And how does that make that different in terms of the way audiences perceive them?
Mm-hmm.
But they definitely go about it in a very peculiar way, let's say.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And it just kind of felt like, I don't know, we're trying to come up with an excuse to keep them here, so here we are.
Yeah.
It's like, you could have found something to make this make more sense than what you gave us.
Yeah.
You didn't.
So yeah, that happens, and then Kanon's like, oh god, everyone thinks I'm gone. I said goodbye to everyone, and oh god, I gotta go back and be like, oh hey, what's up everyone, I'm back. Just kidding, JK, JK, LOLOL. So we get a lot of shots of her just like hiding from everyone because she hasn't told them that she's not leaving, but she's also like spying on them to see how they're doing and everything.
Right. She hears them say all these nice things about her like during the practice session. So she's like, well, now I really can't tell them anything.
I can't walk in on this.
They were being sweet about me.
But yeah, the rest of Liela is just like, yeah, we got to get back to training. We gotta, you know, we're defending our championship, so we gotta get back at it. And you know, we are down a person, so we gotta work harder than before to accomplish that. Which I think is like, if there's gonna be one thing that's interesting throughout this season is like, you know, they are tackling the idea of like, all right, here is a defending champion. They are pretty much still all together compared to most of the groups we've seen in this franchise before. Like, usually if, like, you know, they win, they lose a significant amount of people. Here they've only lost Kanon, and, you know, they have their pretty much their core group together. Can they go back and repeat as champions?
Right.
So I think that will be an interesting thing to look at and see how they do. Obviously, we know they're going to get new members at some point, and that's how the story is going to unfold. But yeah, I think that'll be an interesting plot point to see throughout here. But yeah.
That's the one thing we highlighted, like, when the last season ended, is, you know, how does this go in terms of defending or losing?
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Kanon's just hiding a lot in this episode. And then the gals see that Wien has just, like, put up a sign that's like, New School Idol Club, recruiting. And they're like, wait, huh? What, she's supposed to be gone, and then she shows up in front of them just like, that's right, I'm making a new club. And they're like, are you supposed to be gone? And they're like, well, about that, I'm here now.
Yep.
New club. Rivals. I do like the idea that they're like, oh, why don't we just join together? We're both doing the same thing. And Wien's whole thing is that she is fueled by spite and pettiness. Yep. And it's like, y'all beat me. I'm not going to join you after that. I have to beat you in order to prove myself and prove that I'm good enough and everything. And, like, show that I know what I'm doing. And, you know I can do it. So I have to, you know, put these results out into the universe. Like, yeah. Love a good character just fueled by spite.
We do love that, yes. I think that part is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It also does feel kind of like, hey, we're kind of stealing ideas from Neji.
Yeah, but I think the way they're going about it in this is different enough, obviously, with who she's going to recruit.
Yeah.
Because obviously in the All-Star story, they did not get Lanju's group did not get a big name in the way that Wien is about to get.
Right. That is correct.
So I think they're at least doing it a little bit different in that respect. This is like you said, this is kind of a retread of the All-Star story where you have two competing idol clubs in the same school and everything. And, you know, one of them's just like taking this villainous role at the beginning. So I'm very much hoping to see that everyone who was very, you know, angry and spiteful about the All-Star story, you know, brings the same energy to Superstar when, like, you know, with Wien doing the same thing, obviously. So
right.
Gotta keep up appearances, of course.
Yes.
But yeah, it is like you said, it is kind of just, hey, we are doing the All-Star story again, which I guess they can technically do. I mean, in the Neji anime, they didn't really go into that aspect of it, so.
Right. Definitely not to the extent that the game did.
No.
The game was very good.
Well, the game's dead now, so they can just steal from it, you know, wholeheartedly.
No, that's fair. I'm sad all
no,
the time.
No, I get it. I get it.
So sad.
So yeah. Kanon has to run home and gets under the covers in her uniform, as you do when you're just like having a day and you're cold. And then she gets a bunch of messages from Chisato, is like, hey, hope you're doing well and everything. And then I guess she could text her back. It's like, oh, hey, by the way, I'm back. BT dubs. What's up?
BT dubs.
Because we get another day of just them training, and then Kanon in the shadows. Just, and then she meets up with Chisato afterwards and is like, hey, here's exactly what's going down. it's real weird. Like, they want me to, like, teach her how to sing? That sounds just ridiculous, but I don't know. He's like, are you coming back to Liella? He's like, maybe, I don't know. And then they part ways. She's in her big hoodie that's drowning her, as you said. And then we see Wien just singing in a little, I don't know, amphitheater, essentially. Singing her song Butterfly Wing, and then there's like people's like, oh, she's this, there's that girl again, I gotta go. It's like,
gotta go.
What? What do you, what? What?
And then Kanon's just quietly clapping behind a staircase. Golf clap.
Good job.
But I can't let you know that I'm clapping for you.
Yeah. And then we get to the first day of the new school year. This is the third year. So, you know, the original Liella members are third years now. The new members from last season are second years. And then there's a whole crop of first years coming in and to the school and everything and all that sort of stuff. This is where Kanon makes her debut to everyone. It's like, hey, what's up? I'm back. How's it going? They're like, huh? And everyone's very excited. It's like, oh, you're back. We're gonna be the gang's all back together. The band's back together.
Woo!
You know, we're going to go right back to Love Live. We're gonna win again, back to back. Let's hear it. Let's go. Let's do it. And Kanon's like,
about that.
I'm not coming back. So there's that. See you later.
Bye.
They do an opening ceremony. A lot of people look at Kanon and they're like, oh, you were supposed to be gone and now you're back, I guess. Okay.
Yay, we're happy you're back.
Everyone's given wants autographs from the members of Liella. And then Kanon weaves her way through everyone, grabs a club application form, puts her name on it, and then goes to Wien, who's just like, school idol club, please join. It's just the most unenthusiastic way to recruit people. She rolls up to her and is like, hey, I got an application here for you. I'm going to join you.
She's like, huh?
So there's
that.
What
do you mean? She's like, my application. I put my name on it. It's like, congratulations, Kanon. You can write your name.
Yay.
Yay.
That's how we end the episode. Then we get a post-credit scene where the other new character, Tomari, I guess this is the new character, Tomari, because Wien's obviously been established. Tomari is going to be one of the new characters introduced in the season. She is Natsumi's sister, which we don't know that in the series, but we know that because we have followed along with stuff. She rolls up to Kanon, and Wien is like, hey, what's up? School Idol Club.
School Idol Club.
I understand. And I guess that means she's joining up with this crew.
That seems right, because you have to have three people to make a club.
And now we got three people.
Mm-hmm. I know that because I've watched Love Live before.
So yeah, that's this episode. We got a few notes here. The NHKE broadcast exclusive end card is of Wien and Tomari, of course.
Makes sense.
And then the episode's post-intro sequence continues after the ending of the second season's final episode, which we talked about. And Aria, Kanon's sister, reveals that she enrolled into another high school. Because she is going to go do her own thing. I remember definitely a lot of people at the end of last season were like, oh, she's going to join Liella. It's like, they're like, nah, you're going to another school.
Yeah,
you have to get away from that owl painting in your cafe.
That owl painting is wild. It's wild. Yeah, it would have made sense, I think, to have her join, but at the same time, like, yeah, let her do whatever she wants to do. It's fine.
Yeah. We got the new opening and ending this episode. They didn't hide either of those. The new opening theme, Let's Be One, and ending theme, Daisuke Full Power. Interesting outfits in the opening, as we mentioned. There's little weird hats, weird skirts.
They look like dinner plates.
Dinner plate hats. Both songs seem fine. Obviously, it's just, you know, first listen, so I don't really have much of an opinion at the moment. But they seem fine. No complaints so far.
They're fine. They don't like stick out as something I'm like, man, I would listen to that all the time. Like the they give season one closer, like that was a banger of a song.
Well, you also had the ability to like play these songs in video games to, you know, really get to know them better.
Get attached to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that helped as well.
Yeah. Guess what? I can't do that anymore.
No.
So now I just have to listen to it anytime I watch an episode and see how I feel.
True. And then, yeah, also they added a new version of Butterfly Wing, which is like a piano version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing for the television broadcast is there was a new Wien song as well that they aired called Dolce.
Dolce. We didn't get that.
I'm sure that's good.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I heard she's a bad singer, so I don't know.
Yeah, she can't sing, so, you know.
So yeah, that's the season 3 premiere. What are your thoughts going into the season now that we've established what's going on here?
I still think that their reasoning for why they stayed behind is ridiculous. Like, there has to have been a better way to do that.
Yeah.
So that feels silly. And as we talked about last time, like, the big thing we want to know is, like, how is this going to go down with, like, do they defend or do they lose this time? How does that go? So, like, that's obviously going to be the big question that comes up throughout this season. And we know that they're going to combine at some point. So
yeah,
what's going to lead to the combining? Does Wien finally decide she can sing? Like, what happens here? I mean, it wasn't an episode that, like, really caught me like some of the other ones. Like, I wasn't blown away by it, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I do think the idea of, like, Kanon joining Wien is interesting because, you know, we haven't seen a leader character defect, essentially.
Right.
So I think that's an interesting conundrum, and, like, how will, obviously, because, you know, the way her and Wien operate, and Wien just, you know, the vitriol she has for Kanon at points, especially with the way she said senpai in this episode at the beginning. Very good. Like,
there was some venom to that.
Yeah. Like, how is that dynamic going to work? Like, and, like, I think I like the idea of, like, Kanon coming into this and, like, almost like a coach role, essentially, to, like, you know, help her out and, like, kind of elevate Wien into a different level, even though you gotta obviously argue Wien probably doesn't need this, but, you know, hey, if you can get help from a previous Love Live winner who's obviously coming over from that group to join you and help you out, like, you take that.
You take the wins where you can get them.
Yeah, so, like, I think that's gonna be interesting, and just to see how these two work together and, like, what their dynamic is and how they are going to go up against the rest of Leela in terms of, like, you know, being rivals for the moment, I guess, until eventually they probably will, like I said, reunite, and we'll have this 11 member version of Leela at some point. And then I guess as well, like, how is Tomari going to integrate into those two as well? Like, we don't really know much about her because, like, obviously, you know, this is her anime debut, and, you know, we don't have a lot of information about her character out there, especially because, like, you know, she was in Squidle Festival 2, but, like, you know, that game didn't have, like, story stuff, so I don't know how she has, and it's dead now, so, like, we'll have to see in terms of that aspect. But, yeah, I'm very curious to see the Kanon Wien dynamic here in terms of them being in their own separate school idol club, and, like, you know, how this works.
Yeah, it is interesting. Also kind of wild that, like, it seems like Chisato's kind of taken over the other group.
Well, she is the president of the club.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, like,
but she's kind of, like, slotted into that, like, leader role.
Yeah.
Like, her and Cuckoo were kind of, like, the top dogs, it seemed like.
Which, I mean, it makes sense because, like, you know,
they're, like, the longest tenured.
Yes.
So
they're OGs, if you will. Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting to see, like, how is she going to be as the leader? Because they, as they mentioned in this episode, like, they really relied on Kanon a lot. And I mean, that was even a critique that I had of the second season, is that, like, Kanon was kind of the savior of every issue that came up, and they didn't really let any other character breathe a whole lot. So it'll be interesting to see, like, how do they deal with things without her? Can they deal with things without her?
So yeah, I think I'm more optimistic going into this season than I was, like, previous seasons, or at least just, like, more interested in, or intrigued, I should say, in terms of what they're setting out to do here. And hey, they seem to be doing the thing we wanted them to do in like original Love Live.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. So
that's true. I agree.
Hopefully they do this a little bit better than they did it in that series. So
can't do it worse, can you? All right.
Well, they could try.
They can try. You're right. You're right. I shouldn't.
They could certainly try. But yeah,
I shouldn't say things like that because they definitely could do it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's the season 3 premiere of Love Live! Superstar. Next time, we will be discussing season 3 episode number 2, entitled Tomo Kano Te, which I guess will be their trio name.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. So we'll see how this...
I wasn't sure what that meant, but now I get it.
We'll see how this trio works out in their budding days as a second school idol club.
Woo!
But that's going to do it for us this week. If you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sec.cool, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. You can also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at SeasonalAnimeCheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, and Hot Tubs and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And support us on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. So join us next time as we see how the new school idol club gets underway.
Mm-hmm.